The question was asked, as one goes through the tshuva process, sometimes the advancement in observancy can lead a person to anxiety. A person learns and learns and wants to apply, and when he tries to apply it, so suddenly finds himself with anxiety. The rule we have is usually that slow and steady is always better. And you'll find many classes where I'm always telling people, slow down. Yes, we all want to reach the point where we keep all 613 mitzvot. We all must reach the point where we keep all 613 mitzvot. But we all must keep all 613 mitzvot all of our lives. And it is normal that a person takes steps forward and steps back in his growth. No curve, no real life curve goes straight up. Curves always go zigzag. Stock market, person's heart, person, everything goes zigzag. Nothing goes straight. Nothing alive goes straight. The dead, that's a straight line, right? But life is about ups and downs. It's normal. But we want to diminish the downs. The rule in investments is always minimize your losses. Not capitalize your gain, minimize your losses. Capitalize your gain, you're always trying to do. But very often, in the quest for capitalizing our gains, we over-risk and then maximize our losses. So the first rule is minimize your losses. If you can master that, then you'll be gaining a lot. The problem most people have in the stock market, in the exchange market, in the commodities, in their businesses, is that they're not equally focused on minimizing their losses. They think it's all about just maximizing their gains. No. You have to also focus on minimizing your losses, and sometimes you have to learn that well before you can focus on maximizing your gains, depending on the business. Same thing's true in observancy, in Judaism. When a person is trying to learn to keep all 613 mitzvot, we're trying to minimize our losses at least as much as we're trying to maximize our gains. Meaning slow and steady is more important, and it's part of being balanced. So the rule we usually give is there's only a minimal amount of effort a person should be putting into growth. Obviously, you have to put in some effort, otherwise you get nowhere. But we've often given the example of riding a bike or driving a car if you know how to drive shift. So long as the motor is running and you're advancing and you don't suddenly hear the motor overworking, you're okay. Some gas you got to give, otherwise you don't move. But if you suddenly, if you're going downhill and you're pedaling very, very fast and you're not holding on to the wheel, meaning you're not exerting any effort in your growth, so then that's not good. If you're going uphill and you're working very, very hard, so your gear is the wrong gear. A car that's driving at a normal purr, that's good. So some mitzvahs are an uphill, so you got to shift gears. Go slower on those mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are easy, they're downhill, so go up a gear. For some people, it's very easy to put on tzitzis. Okay, put on tzitzis. For some people, it's very easy to put on tefillin every day. Put on tefillin every day. A guy could walk into Machon Meir and in a week, he's performing 15 new mitzvot. Because they're easy mitzvot for some people. For some people, it's very hard to put on tefillin. For some people, it's the end of the world to put on tzitzis. Drives them crazy. Okay, so don't take that one. But there's no reason a person should be shaving his forelocks. There's no reason a person should be shaving with a knife. Those aren't hard mitzvot for most people. To start shaving with a shaver instead of a razor, maybe a guy can't afford it. But I'm saying it's not a difficult mitzvah per se to take a haircut where he's not shaving off his payas. That's not a difficult mitzvah per se. I'm saying there are mitzvahs which are easier. So on those mitzvahs we say, yeah, why don't you do that from the beginning? Then it comes to guys not answering the phone on Shabbos, not turning on a light on Shabbos. There are mitzvahs which can be much harder for a person. So then we say, okay, take it slowly. Don't do everything all at once. Are we expecting a person to reach a point where he does it all? Yes. But does that mean he should start with all the hard mitzvahs off the bat? No. So then a person reaches a point where he feels like, hey, I'm generally keeping everything more or less, but now I just learned the new mitzvah. But this one's really hard on me. So then we say that people tend to underestimate how good they are. Meaning, when people look at taking something new, they say, I've been doing everything else all this time. Why shouldn't I do this? So I learned that Rav Moshe says it's better to open the fridge only when the fridge is working. Let me do that. Don't do that. It's a chumrah. Even Rav Moshe holds it's a chumrah. Why should you take on a chumrah? But Rav Moshe says it's a good chumrah. So what? There are a million good chumras out there. A person takes for granted his observancy, which is a mistake. Meaning, when a person has been doing it for a year, he starts feeling like I could take it for granted. A year isn't enough. Go 5 years, go 10 years. I always tell people, you want to take on a stringency? Talk to me after you've been keeping what you're keeping for 10 years. After 10 years, I'm willing to talk. 1 year and 2 years are a good starting ground. It's an excellent basis. So let's not shake it. And when a person starts taking on other things, even if they're complete mitzvot, but he feels anxiety, then that's a very, very good sign that he should take a step back. So a person says to himself, but at my level, shouldn't I be doing A, B, and C? Maybe. But if you see it's giving anxiety, then now is not the time yet. Be more comfortable with everything else you're doing. So long as you're continuing to grow, so long as you don't find yourself pedaling downhill on a gear where you're flying and your wheels can't keep up, so long as it's not like, you know, the wheels are spinning, but they're not moving you forward, you're okay. And in most instances, people tend to underestimate how much work they're really putting in to just hold the ground they've accomplished. People reach a point where they feel like, okay, I'm doing basically what everyone else is doing, so maybe now I should stop eating those candy bars that say, kasher l'ochlei gelatin. No, keep eating those candy bars. Maybe now I should stop eating things that are kasher l'ochlei chalav nochli. No, keep eating that. Because taking on these little things can suddenly overshadow everything else I'm doing. Suddenly being religious becomes very hard. I can't eat the candy bar I want. I can't go to any restaurant I want. Suddenly things become very hard, and there's no reason for that. A person should stay at a pace where he's comfortable and realize that what he's doing is a lot. The reason is that we take it for granted. We look around and we say, hey, he's doing this, he's doing that. Shouldn't I be doing all that? No, what you're doing is great. Be happy with what you're doing. Be proud of what you're doing. You're consistent. You're holding on to it. Be proud. Not everyone can be consistent for 3 years straight keeping Shabbos. A person is, good for him. A person is accustomed to making brachos. I always say, if you want to move forward, take something small, focus on it, and do it better. Meaning, if you make brachos already, so try to take 3 brachos a day where you have more kavana. Take something small and do it better. You want to feel like you're growing, so don't take on new things yet. Try to take something you're doing already, make it better, and try to take mitzvos which you enjoy. There's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos, right? So people are always focused on what am I forbidden from doing on Shabbos. Wait a second, what are you supposed to do on Shabbos? Are you always careful to make sure you have challis that you enjoy and have cookie and cake that you enjoy and have whatever coffee you like or hot drink you like? Or why don't you focus on that a little bit? You want to take a stringency, so why don't you find the stringency that you'll really enjoy? I'm saying Rosh Chodesh is coming. Take on the stringency that on Rosh Chodesh you go out for pizza. There is an opinion that says you should honor Rosh Chodesh too. You want to take on stringencies? No problem. But find enjoyable stringencies. I don't have an issue with that. Fine. You want to do stringency? No problem. You want to wear wool tzitzis? I don't mind. If it's in the winter instead of a sweater, wear wool tzitzis. If it's in the summer where you're going to be sweltering and you're going to be on a bus and you're going to feel like you're passing out and then you're going to start kicking yourself or wearing tzitzis altogether, I say, no, stick to your cotton tzitzis. Don't worry about it. Again, if people want to advance, I want to see people advancing in things they enjoy. Or in things that are not difficult. Because I think that one of the mistakes people make is they underestimate how good they're doing. People don't give themselves enough credit. You're doing good. And I've only seen this backfire. I haven't seen people really benefit from trying to push the pedal to the metal. So, could be that one person's going to tell you, What do you mean? So I took on all the stringencies in the book. He tells you as he's puffing 3 cigarettes and yelling at his wife and beating his kids. Come on, okay. So you're doing everything fine. You know, my father always says life is like a sponge filled with water. When you carry a sponge filled with water, you have to be very gentle. You could transfer it, but if you try squeezing too much on one side, it comes out of the other side. So that's the way it works. You're trying to add water to the sponge right now. It's probably saturated. So you got to be very gentle. You try squeezing one side, it could be the water won't come out of that side, but it'll come out of the other side. And I find that people, when in doubt, I always say, err to the side of doing less. Because at least you'll hold on to what you have. The history of Baalei Tshuva is that they keep fluctuating up and down. So I say, let's be good businessmen. Let's minimize the downs. And with time, we'll advance the ups with much less downs. But I think that's a very, very key point. I always tell people, when they're about to leave Machon Meir, be prepared when you leave. You got to think about how you can move up, because the nature of people is that they go down. It's easier in the bubble. Here someone's waiting you for davening. Here you have 3 meals a day that are kosher. You don't have to think twice. Here everyone's benching. Here everyone's making blessings. You're in an environment that's conducive to your growth. And when you leave that environment, suddenly, wait a second, how do I ensure I don't fall? It's not easy. Life is about leaving Mahon Mir. This is just the starting point. You got to move on from here. But I think that that's an excellent gauge. When a person feels like it's giving him anxiety, that's the time to reverse a little bit. Let's go down in gear. That's what I think. And again, I'm giving you the logic for it. We're not talking about not advancing. We're talking about advancing at a pace where the engine is comfortable.
You can still take a deep breath.
Still take a deep breath, yeah.